All right. And with that started, we're going to be hearing from Brother Chris in just a moment. He's going to go ahead and unmute himself here. And this is Brother Chris. This is Christine's son. A lot of things have been going on. The Lord was merciful with him here just a couple of months ago or so, where he was in the hospital in a very precarious situation. But the Lord extended his right hand of mercy to Chris one more time. And about a month ago, they came to us and they wanted to be baptized. We baptized about four people in Chris's family and extended family on that Sunday about a month ago. Great things have been happening since then. And so when I spoke to Chris earlier this week, boy, I wish you all would have been on the call. He began to just open up and he began to testify to me. And that's where I said, Chris, hold on. Before you save your whole testimony to me about everything that's been going on in the last few weeks, I want you to share it with all of the church. I want you to hear his faith, his excitement right now in what God is doing for him. Chris, can you hear me on the line? All right, Chris, if you're on the line, go ahead and unmute yourself. Okay, we might have a little technical difficulty on that. And if that's the case, Chris, we can come back to
Brother
you.
Vic?
Okay, there he is. There he is. Good job, Chris.
Sorry about that.
We hear you. No problem. We hear you loud and clear. No worries. It happens. Chris, with that said, why don't you go ahead and start in and share with the church the things you were telling me about the other day. God's been dealing with you and doing great things. Go ahead.
Well, first off, church, I want to say good afternoon. Praise the Lord. And I just want to take it back 3 months and say that I was living in and out of sin and knowing the right and wrong of being under God's commandment and his law. And I was taking it for granted. And I was punished, church. And I know it's not a game. And it was very good, and I'm very thankful that it happened. No, I'm not mad. I cannot be mad. I have to give the Lord thanks, because not only was I corrected, as well as my little brother and others around me. And 4 days after, I had overdosed. My friend had overdosed as well. And we were both in pretty critical condition. He was on life support, and the Lord touched both of us, and I talked to him here and there, and he's doing good. But lately, I've been by myself, and in this situation of this pandemic and everything, I've came closer to God, and a lot of things have been coming on to me, and they're very clear that I'm touched and I'm loved by the Lord, and I'm thankful for my church and the people around me, because I probably wouldn't be here, church, and I'm thankful for everybody, and the tongues are just, I can't explain them. They're off the charts. They're just, it's like the best feeling in the world. Excuse me. I'm just trying to get
myself
together.
You're doing good.
Just like the tongues are different. I love it. It's like, and I don't even feel here. I don't even feel anything around me when I'm in the state of mind of I can't think of it. It's uncontrollable, and it's the best feeling in the world. And other people around me, I've been asking, what's making you believe these things? Someone I was online with the other day, he was trying to tell me, he doesn't believe in God, and he would turn me atheist. And I told him, shoot your shot, man. And he tried to ask me why babies go through suffering for what the parents do. And I told him, man, it's not the baby's fault. It's of the flesh, man. It's not of the spirit, because babies can't communicate how we can. Babies sense it. That's why they say babies know who's good and who's bad. And I was blessed to know that by one of my therapists. And it's true that, babies are very, very life blessing in any situation. They're the light of a lot of things. And it took me the hard way to learn all these things. Back to what I was saying about the guy online, he was trying to tell me, why is the coronavirus about? And I told him, So none of us are perfect. If we were so perfect, nobody would have illnesses or disease or infections or pain or loneliness or anything like that. And he didn't know what to say, and he kept going on about it, and I kept just giving him facts, and I was going back and forth through the Bible, and I had read to him Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, if I'm correct, it's chapter 7, and verse 21 to 23, and it speaks of going into the chambers of, he says, to come, the Lord says to go into your house and lock your doors, for the indignation be overpassed, and because the Lord comes out to justify the iniquity of the unjust inhabitants of the earth, which are the people that are of the wrongdoing. And he didn't believe me, and I told him, man, you know, just open up that book and just read it, man, and read it to yourself a couple times if you have to, and look around in the world we're living in. Look at the things that are to come upon us. And I didn't believe it either, but my eyes have been opened, and I'm thankful for it, and I love everybody. I love my church especially, and I want to thank Brother Vic, highly Brother Stan, Brother Jackson, Brother Sanders, who we love and miss dearly, rest in peace, my mother Christine, and Pastor Clark, and there's nothing better in the world. It distanced me from a lot of people I love, but it's for the better, and whom he loveth, he correcteth, and I've been corrected, and I'm thankful. Thank you, church. I love everyone. God bless.
Thank you, Brother Chris. That was awesome. That was great. You heard it, church, the things that Brother Chris talked about tonight, the different things that he had mentioned. Brother Vic, I don't understand what's happening. When I pray now, the tongues take over. I can't even control it. I can't even stop my mouth. And then he explained how he's been testifying and witnessing to other people and reading the Word of God to them. Brother Chris, you are now witnessing and testifying to others, and God's going to begin to use you in a great and mighty way. This is exciting. This is exciting. All right, with that said, we are going to go ahead and ask also for Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica. I know they're on the line, and they're going to go ahead and unmute your line. As soon as you unmute yourself, Brother Miguel, just go ahead and speak up. Go ahead and speak up at any time now.
Yes, brother.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Miguel's on the line. And before he starts, what I want to say is this. When I spoke to Miguel the other day, I heard something in his voice. I heard a faith and a confidence in what he was sharing with me. And again, I told him, Brother Miguel, I want you to go ahead and share that testimony, that faith and that confidence that you're feeling on the testimony on Saturday night. So, Brother Miguel, the floor is yours. Take your liberty, sir.
Thank you, brother. Praise the Lord, church. Last week on Sunday when we were listening to the morning service, and they were doing the children's classes, Sister Jeannie talked about us sharing, as a church, sharing testimonies to help encourage each other. And it was something that really touched my heart, because with Pastor and all the preaching that he had done, just trying to give us faith and encouragement in this time that we're going through, and as a church separate to keep, stay strong in our faith and prayer. I could feel it here, because we've been praying and we've been having Bible studies at home, and the Lord's answered so many prayers and brought so much joy and just a sense of peace, brother. And as a lot of the church knows, you know, my wife was pregnant, and we were having Bible studies, and we were praying and just giving thanks to God. And a little over a week ago, she started having some issues with bleeding, and we were just asking for God's will to happen, and whatever His will was, as long as it was for the glory to Him, to give Him glory. And just God, it's amazing how He works, because when we were doing our Bible studies, and we decided to read the book of Revelation, and we finished the entire book, and the day that we finished it, the very next day, Pastor Clark, he gave the study on the last two chapters of the book and read, and it was just an amazing confirmation for us that what we were doing to just prepare our minds, because the word of the Lord says, the fear. The beginning of wisdom is the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. And I'm paraphrasing that because I'm not. I'm just speaking from my heart right now. But I wanted to show my children that not to fear what's coming when it comes, because we need to be ready and try to live right for God. And there's so many things that have happened with what happened, as far as being able to talk to my dad, and he's Catholic, and it opened his heart to be able to testify to him how God actually was working in our lives, and he was using this for his glory. And I was able to talk to many other people from my unit, because I'm in the Marine Corps, and talking to them, showing God's grace and peace, and just the love that he has for us, and how even in these moments that we're in and things that happen, we can use it to reach out to others and show them that God loves us, and that everything that he does is to prepare us for what's next. And we had been praying for my nephew Francisco, for my sister-in-law Daisy, and her husband, and our family. And during this time, God has brought them to our house, and he's brought them to us, and we've been able to talk and share love as a family, and grow in the Word, and grow in that fear of the Lord, where we want to walk a righteous path and do what we need to do to make God happy. So I just want to share that to give everyone encouragement to know that, hey, this is going on, but, you know, our families are uniting, and when we do get a chance to come back, and when it's God's will, that it's going to be so much greater. And I truly am grateful that God has given us that peace, because had I not known God, had I not been with God, this would have been a very painful thing. And it does hurt, but knowing that we're going to see our family one day. And we may not be family, but we're going to recognize them. And just to know that just gives us that much more desire to live for God and reach out to others and share. And with that, brother, I want to let my wife give her testimony. And we love everyone, and we miss everyone, and we can't wait to get back.
Amen. Sister Jessica.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We are just very thankful for what God has been doing in our lives through this pain that we're going through. God has been very merciful to us. He has opened our eyes, and our desire to be in heaven has greatly multiplied. All we want to do at this point is just please God and do what's right. He has given us so much peace in our spirit. Like I keep talking to for the last few days, I used to hear people say that the peace of God is just amazing. Well, I've never experienced that, at least not to the level that I have experienced now. I'm in awe how God works everything. Through my sorrow, I still praise God, because I know that God is a good God. We serve a mighty God, a God that if it is his will, he will heal what needs to be healed. And I just thank God that I follow him, that he has opened my eyes, that he has given me so much to look for. I look forward to be in heaven, not just be with my child, but to be with each one of you that wants the best for you, for your family. There's a verse in Psalms 30 that it amazes me. Sister Clark mentioned it today in the morning, and I would like to read it. It's Psalms 30, verse 10 to 12. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not to be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I thank God that even through my sorrow, he knew my desire. He knew my desire was to seek his kingdom until I die. I thank them that all the people that I was able to witness through my sorrows, I was able to witness how good I serve a good God. On that same day that I received the news, my husband and I went to the store just to buy a few things. Well, there was this lady who was selling tamales, and as she was selling them, I had this urge in me to pray for her. I have never in my whole life prayed for someone I did not know, and if I did, it was something silently. Well, my husband and I have been praying to God to help us to be bold, to have the authority that God has given us, because we know that God never gave us a spirit of fear, but of power. That's the spirit that we should be having. And that day, I prayed for the lady, and as I was praying for her, God was healing me. You see, church, it is important to encourage others, even through the sorrow that we're going through. Encouraging others is going to encourage us, and to know that those heavenly treasures the Lord wants us to get, you know, to think of, not the things of earth that are going to rust. And I just thank God for the peace that he has given us. And I pray that, you know, we keep continuing to seek his kingdom, because that is the best thing.
And brother?
Yes.
I forgot to mention one other thing, and I'm sorry, my wife just finished.
Yes.
Not only do we have faith, but we can't be fearful. And the main reason I mentioned that is I was at work, and I'm in the process of retiring. And there was another Marine that was retiring with me at the same on the same date, and I walked into our headquarters, and he asked me if I was still going to retire, and I said yes. And he's like, I think I'm going to stay in a little longer and see, you know, to make sure that everything's okay. And it just dawned on me, because we had read, when we were reading the book of Revelation, and it talks about the mark of the beast and everything else, how people are going to do things out of fear. And when he asked me, I have peace, because God gave me that peace that it was time to move on. And I know that he'll never let anything wrong happen to us. But people that don't know God, they're in fear. They're afraid of what's going on. And we need to encourage them and show them through God's word, just like everyone's been talking about. Just show them how mighty our God is, and through your testimony and through our strength. Because when they don't see us living in fear, they know that we serve someone mighty and that we are strong, not because of us, but because of God. And that was it, brother. We love everyone, and God bless everyone.
Thank you, Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica. I'm sure everyone on the call right now has a big smile from ear to ear. I stated it earlier when we heard that confidence and that faith in Brother Miguel's voice. Well, we heard it again tonight out of Brother Miguel and Sister Jessica. And I remember in past times, you know, Miguel and Jessica are a little bit quiet, very respectful. But tonight we heard them speak with a voice of faith and the voice of boldness and confidence. It's exciting what God is doing with our people. Thank you so much. And now we're going to hear also from Brother and Sister Recinos. Si los hermanos Recinos pueden, por favor, abrir su línea con el código que les di. They're going to go ahead and unmute their line here in just a moment. And we're going to be able to hear from Hermano Recinos y Hermana Recinos. Si pueden abrir su línea, por favor, hermano.
Sí, amén, hermano.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, hermano, con eso dicho, with that said, everyone, we, Brother Recinos, Sister Recinos, we all know them, family with a great spirit, a great attitude, and willing to help in any way. They always have a great spirit, and they always have a great word. Siempre tienen un espíritu lindo y una palabra buena para darnos. Hermano Recinos, siga adelante, y hermano, yo voy a traducir para usted cada dos o tres frases, ¿ya me entiende? Hermano. Hello, hermano Recinos. All right, I know we had them here just a moment ago. Oh, hermano.
¿Sí, me escucha?
Sí, sí, ahora sí lo escucho. A cada dos o tres líneas o frases yo voy a estar traduciendo para usted, ¿ok?
Ok, hermano, está bien.
Ok, I'm going to be translating for Brother Racino's every couple sentences. Siga adelante, hermano.
Hermano, que el Señor le bendiga en esta hora.
God bless everyone in this hour.
Le doy gracias a Dios en ese momento que nos ha permitido estar una vez más.
God has allowed us to be together one more time.
Para darle la honra y la gloria al Rey de Reyes.
Give him the honor and the glory.
Y Señor de Señores. Sin Él nada somos.
Without Him we are nothing.
Y su nombre es Jesús de Nazaret. Aleluya.
And His name is Jesus of Nazareth.
También le quiero darle las gracias a nuestro pastor, Clark, y familia.
I want to give thanks to our pastor, Pastor Clark, and his family.
Por sus oraciones, por
his
su
prayer,
amor,
for his love,
que nos ha brindado.
That he's offered and given to us.
Por la oportunidad que nos ha dado de poder estar en estos medios.
For him allowing us to be able to be here in our midst and speaking to you tonight.
De poder testificar de las maravillas que el Señor está haciendo.
To be able to testify of the marvelous works that the Lord is doing right now.
En medio de su pueblo.
In the midst of his church and his people.
Quiero leer una porción bíblica en Salmo 121.
I want to read a scripture that's found in Psalms chapter 121.
Dice así la palabra de Dios. Alzaré mis ojos a los montes, ¿de dónde vendrá mi socorro?
Psalms chapter 121 and verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
Mi socorro viene de Jehová, que hizo los cielos y la tierra.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
No dará tu piel al resbaladero, ni se dormirá el que te guarda.
He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber.
He aquí, no se adormecerá ni dormirá el que guarda a Israel.
Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Jehová es tu guardador. Jehová es tu sombra, tu mano derecha.
The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
El sol no te fatigará de día, ni la luna de noche.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
Jehová te guardará de todo mal, Él guardará tu alma.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, He shall preserve thy soul.
Jehová guardará tu salida y tu entrada desde ahora y para siempre. Aleluya.
The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore.
Amén. En el capítulo 7 dice una vez más, Jehová te guardará de todo mal. Aleluya.
The Lord will keep you from all evil.
Aleluya. Le doy gracias al Señor, hermano, por todo lo que Él está haciendo en nuestras vidas.
We're thankful for everything that God is doing in our lives.
En Filipenses 4:13 dice, todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Aleluya.
Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Grandes cosas estamos viendo en estos momentos.
We are seeing great things take place during these times.
Con la ayuda de nuestro Señor Jesús, vamos a salir adelante.
With the help
adelante.
Of our Lord Jesus, we're going to move forward.
Para la gloria del Señor, porque las promesas del Señor son nuestras, hermanos.
Because the promises of the Lord are ours, brethren.
Sigamos adelante, porque
we're
esta iglesia,
moving forward.
Porque esta iglesia va a tener gran avivamiento, pase
because
lo que
this
pase.
Church is going to have great revival no matter what comes.
Aunque el diablo no le guste la iglesia del nombre de Jesús,
even though the enemy does not like does not like the church of Jesus Christ,
la iglesia de la verdad, Vamos a
the
decir,
church of the truth. Truth church.
Vamos a decir, todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
We're going to say, I can do
Hallelujah.
All things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah.
Adelante, mi hermano, mi hermana, joven. Somos
Let's
la
move
niña
forward,
de los ojos.
Brethren. Young man, older person, doesn't matter your age. Let's move forward.
Somos las niñas de los ojos.
We are the apple of his eye.
Dios. Con la ayuda de nuestro Dios, todo vamos a decir, todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
And
Adelante,
with his help,
hermanos.
We are going to be able to overcome with his help. Praise God.
Adelante, hermanos, sigamos orando.
We're going to continue to pray together.
Que la victoria ahí viene.
Because the victory is on its way.
Dios le bendiga y adelante.
God bless you, and let's continue to push forward. ¿Y hermano, ahora sigue la hermana?
Sí, hermano.
Okay, amen. We are now going to be hearing from Sister Recinos.
Bendiciones, hermano. A cada uno de los que estamos.
Hermana, no se oye, se oye muy, muy bajo. No sé si se tiene que acercar más al teléfono.
¿Me escucha?
Mejor, pero si se puede acercar hasta más a cerquitas al teléfono, mejor. ¿Aló? Oh, ahora sí.
Bendiciones, hermanos.
God bless you, brethren.
Que el Señor bendiga a cada uno de los que estamos ahorita unidos.
God bless everyone that is here together tonight.
En nuestros hogares.
In our homes.
Es una bendición.
This is a blessing.
Para cada uno de nosotros.
For each and every one of us.
En medio de la aflicción.
In the midst
muchas
of this affliction.
Muchas personas que están tristes.
There are many people that are sad right now.
Pero nosotros
But
somos
we,
un gran instrumento.
We are a great instrument in the hands of God.
Para poder hablar de su palabra.
To be able to preach and convey the word of God.
Porque siempre las cosas que pasan en el caminar con Dios.
Because things happen when we walk with God.
Son para un propósito.
They're for a purpose.
Porque Hebreos 11:6 dice.
Because in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
Pero sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios.
But without faith it is impossible to please God.
Y nosotros somos su pueblo.
And we are the people of God.
Y todos estamos unidos.
And we are together in unity.
En fe.
In faith.
En confianza en el Señor Jesucristo.
And in confidence in the Lord Jesus.
Porque su palabra es verdad y son promesas.
Because his word is truth and they are promises.
Que nos ayudan a crecer.
And these promises will help us to grow.
A crecer en tener más fe.
And we will gain more faith as a result.
O como estos momentos es una bendición porque podemos, somos su iglesia.
And we are part of the church.
Estamos en nuestros hogares.
We are in our homes individually.
Podemos tener ese tiempo hermoso con Dios.
And we can have this time with God alone.
Donde podemos ver tantas cosas maravillosas.
And we are going to see great things take place.
que en medio de las circunstancias,
in the middle of these circumstances,
nos muestra que somos su pueblo.
This verifies that we are his people.
Porque nuestras familias tienen vida.
Because our families, they have life.
Salud.
We have health.
Estamos bien.
We're good. We're strong and healthy.
Hasta este momento, Dios nos ha guardado a todos.
Up to this point in time, God has kept his hand upon us.
Porque él sabe que somos personas que vamos a buscar para poder, vamos a buscar su rostro para orar por el necesitado.
We know how to come to the throne of God and seek him for those that are in need.
Porque hay mucha gente que necesita nuestras oraciones.
There are many people right now that need our prayers.
Y hay una diferencia del pueblo de Dios.
There's a difference between the people of God.
Y las personas lo pueden ver en uno.
And the people can see that in us.
Y en cada circunstancia.
And in each circumstance.
Que Dios nos ayude.
God will help us.
Hacer una buena influencia para aquel que está perdido, para aquel que no conoce de Dios.
He'll help us to be a good influence for that sinner, for that one that needs to find salvation.
Y aprovechar cada momento, cada oportunidad.
And we're going to take advantage of each situation, of any circumstance or situation that comes our way.
De hablar de su palabra.
To talk about his word.
Porque su venida está cerca y los tiempos son malos.
Because the Lord is coming back soon, and we can see that with the times around us, situations around us.
Pero para los hijos de Dios,
but for the sons and the children of God,
el Señor nos va a permitir,
the Lord will allow us,
ver la victoria, ver los milagros, ver las personas,
miracles,
ver las personas llenas del Espíritu Santo.
We're going to see people full of the Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yo ya espero esa victoria desde ya.
And I'm waiting for that victory.
Yo la siento porque estamos unidos.
We are united in this.
En un mismo espíritu y un mismo sentir.
In one spirit, in one mind, in one accord.
Gracias a nuestro pastor Clark.
Thank you to our pastor, Pastor Clark.
Porque nos ha demostrado.
He showed us.
Él y su esposa.
He and his wife.
Su familia entera.
His family.
Cuánto se interesa porque nosotros siempre estemos en esa línea espiritual, en esa línea que nos lleva hacia Dios.
He's always shown that he's concerned and interested in our souls to make sure that we are in that straight and narrow path to the Lord.
Estamos más que bendecidos.
We are more than blessed.
Les amamos a todos.
We love all of you.
Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
Y siempre hay una promesa muy bonita en Salmo 23, muy bonita, que dice: Jehová es mi pastor y nada nos faltará.
The Lord is my shepherd and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Creamos que nada nos va a faltar de aquí en adelante porque tenemos su gracia del Señor y tenemos muchas cosas que están escritas en su palabra y son nuestras.
We have faith that God, all the promises of God, they are ours. They're in his word and they belong to us.
Bendiciones y les amamos.
God bless all of you. We We love all of you. God bless you. Gracias, hermana Recinos. Gracias, hermano Recinos. Amen. Church, well, you've heard it. We heard it in English tonight. We've heard it in Spanish. And I know you can feel this great anointing, this blessing that we're receiving just in hearing this testimony. These are real testimonies from real people that are going through real situations. But, oh, I hope you can feel this faith that's beginning to surge as we're hearing these testimonies. You know what, church, right now, why don't we pray right now? And as we pray, we're going to mention these names that we've just received. Brother Sam Riggs is in the hospital. We're going to pray for Hernando Lujano, who I believe is Damon's father, and all the other names. Why don't we use this faith, this anointing that we're feeling right now? Let's pray one more time and ask the Lord to touch and to heal. Vamos a orar con fe ahorita. Señor Jesús, Lord Jesus, we're praying once again, first of all, to thank you for these great testimonies. Darle las gracias por estos testimonios grandes y poderosos, Señor Jesús. And we're asking you also, Lord, to touch these new names that have been brought to you. Brother Sam Riggs, Sister Riggs, that he's in the hospital right now. Hernando Lujano, Señor Jesús, también oramos por él. We're praying for these names, Lord God, for these people, that you'd have mercy upon them. Que usted tenga misericordia sobre ellos en el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You know, I just want to tell you, I just gotten some text messages saying, this sounds beautiful in Spanish. Hermanos vecinos, quiero que sepan, la gente está texteando ahorita, esto suena lindo en español. The people really are appreciating the language, the Spanish, and the translation. So this is a great thing that is taking place. Church, with that said, we won't hold you any longer, but we want to remind you about the great service we're going to have tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., our Sunday school class presentation once again at 10 a.m., and our morning worship following thereafter. With that said, thank you for being on the line tonight, and continue to have faith, continue to pray with faith. Praise God. God bless all of you, and have a great night.